18 major fires currently are raging in 8 states. Millions of acres have burned. Tens of thousands of people evacuated. Hundreds of homes destroyed. This year's fires have become the most severe in recent history and a premature test of a major shift in wildfire management. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports from the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
With yellow-shirted smoke jumpers and building-sized flames leading the nightly news, it may be hard to believe that fire season has only just begun. But meteorologist and fire analyst Rick Ochoa predicts a long, hot, intense season still to come.
Not only do we have fires right now in Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, and so on, but our fire season is marching northward into Wyoming, Northern California, and eventually get up into Montana and places in the Pacific Northwest. So it looks like a long, protracted battle for us for the fire season.
But just the fact that Ochoa is even looking at weather and fire danger in the months ahead is something quite new. Ochoa is one of some 20 scientists who now predict, courtesy of the new National Fire Plan, what may occur in the future so that crews and resources can be directed to places where lightning may strike tomorrow or a week from tomorrow. The predictive services team here at the fire center is already thinking about the next few months. Monsoon rains in the southwest may bring much-needed moisture, but also more electrical storms. Ochoa doesn't see much relief ahead.
This is going to be a gradual drawdown of the fire season in the southwest. You know, the trees out there are drier right now than you can find at a lumber store.
Ochoa is a critical part of the National Coordination Center, which supplies fire lines nationwide with everything from hotshot crews to helicopters. In the heart of the Interagency Fire Center, a huge national map hangs over a cool, dimly lit room, humming with computer screens and buzzing with talk of fire, acreage, intensity, fuel loads, weather patterns. Far from the smoke and flames of the fire lines, this is where national firefighting efforts, the movement of people and supplies, is choreographed. Emil Nogales, a smoke jumper, is working dispatch here today. He shakes his head in disbelief.
Things are burning like they are and usually would burn in July or August. And it's kind of daunting to think that, you know, this early that we have gone to planning level 5 already.
Level 5, when military resources can be ordered up, is about 6 weeks early this year. But that's no surprise to the experts gathered here at the center. Nearly a century of diligent suppression, putting out every fire, has resulted in thick, overgrown forests. Combine that with more and more people living in or near the woods, or what's called the wildland-urban interface, and managing a wildfire takes on a whole new meaning. This was made plain in the fire season of 2000 as entire communities went up in flames, a season which many here credit for a new way of thinking about fire management. A White House-ordered review spawned the National Fire Plan, a blueprint for reducing the risk of fire in rural communities and the money to do it. Dave Bunnell is the National Fuel Specialist for the Forest Service. His very office here, just below the Coordination Center, is testimony to a new commitment to preventive measures, thinning and prescribed burning, not just suppression once the fires start. But his view is also grim.
Every year, someplace in the West experiences fire behavior greater than they've ever experienced before, and I don't see that changing. The only thing that we can change is the amount of fuel on these sites that are at risk and to encourage our public to do the same thing in the urban interface.
Bunnell, like the other experts in a warren of offices here at the fire center, says the shift toward proactive management of fires can't be understated. From Congress down to the smoke jumpers, the focus is on reducing the hazard, from clearing the undergrowth of millions of acres to convincing homeowners to install metal roofs. Bunnell says this is nothing short of conversion.
Obviously, I'm old and pretty well beat down on this deal, and yet I don't know when I've been more excited and more confident in my 35 years of government service than I am today.
This optimism is hard to reconcile with stadiums filled with evacuees and acreage burned that's double the 10-year average. Still, the fire plan, and more importantly, funding for something other than suppression, has only been in place for less than 2 years. Sue Vapp is the head of National Fire Management for the Park Service, which is also headquartered here. She says it took decades to get into this predicament, and it'll take decades to get out of it.
But we know this year we've seen some successes already, some places where the fire actually slowed down because it went into an area where we had a prescribed burn, or in some cases an old wildfire. And so We are making progress, but it's slow. You know, ask us this question in another 10 or 15 years, and I think we could give you a much better answer.
That's hardly comforting to those who've been forced to leave their homes this season. But as the fires creep north to Idaho and Montana, places that burned just 2 years ago, widespread preventive thinning and prescribed burning has been underway ever since. Homeowners feel more prepared, and there's a new but shaky confidence about living with fire. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Boise.